I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I would love to see somebody who can take the top off of defense, right? And that's not to say, I think that would help free up Shakir for a little bit more work underneath and all that. And so obviously Keon Coleman has the potential to be a big play guy, but not a speed merchant. That's not somebody you would say, all right, go blow by this guy in off coverage. That doesn't really, you know, I don't think that's his role. So somebody who kind of complements the big go up and get a target and the quick shifty slot guy. So
Eric Edholm, he was on with you guys yesterday. You and Derek were here. I was off celebrating Arsenal's Champions League win over Real Madrid.
The win that they were like 97%.
That's the one. That's the one. Felt great. Yeah. Eric Edholm. All right. So Sal mentioned something. By the way, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Happy Friday. High of 70 today.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Little rain later, though, right? Or there's a chance of it. There's a chance of it.
If I could ask a question about, is this guy a football player? Because the Bills. McDermott said it was at the combine, and Sal brought it up and said, like, don't forget, Sean McDermott says, like, speed's great, but they got to be a football player.
Bean says the same thing.
Okay. Yeah. And maybe that's the reason they didn't take Worthy, despite really liking him. Joe Brady, Tyler Dunn's reporting on that, asking Worthy about it. He wrote about it again yesterday about receiver, that Brady really loved Worthy, and they connected on a deep level, is what Worthy told Tyler Dunn. And they don't take Worthy. They take Keon Coleman. They trade down. They make their moves. You know, the Bills, as an entity, would have disagreements in the room and whatever. Why don't they take the receiver that they really hit it off with and they really liked? Maybe they don't think he's a football player, in finger quotes. Like, we don't just want small guys, we want football players. And Worthy's one example, so forget about him. Put him on the side. Is Devonta Smith, is Devonta or Devontae Smith, which one is it? Either one. Is he a football?
I knew it, and then I've heard it twice. Like, but it's Devonta Smith.
Okay, because every time I say it, the chat corrects me that I did it the wrong way. Because there's, you know, some are Devontae.
I knew it right forever, and then that whole got me mixed up. But it's
anyway,
Devonta Smith.
Yeah. Devonta Smith. Is he a football player? 170 pounds.
He is
top drafted receiver. Caught a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. One of the best wide receiver tandems in the league. They have
AJ
Brown is the beast, and Smith is awesome.
Yeah, the Slim Reaper.
Would the Bills consider him a football player? I guess I'm wondering the speed element that they get when they draft their speed guy. Let's say it's fourth round. Let's say it's third round. You put it wherever you want. Mm-hmm. Is that guy going to be 6'3", no matter what? Because they don't really want small receivers. Shakir is the smallest guy they've got.
Yeah, but even he's compact, right? And he's strong, and he bounces off people.
Contact
and
balance.
And he blocks a little bit.
Yep.
Is that really all it is? Is they only want receivers to block? Or that's a...
I don't know.
Maybe not a requirement, but if you're not... Basically, if you're not going to block for us, you better be like an all-world prospect. Because when's the last receiver they have brought in or given any sort of investment to that wasn't at least an average block, seen as an average blocker?
Yeah. They always
Diggs
have,
even was, right? Like, do I have to go all the way back
willing.
To like Brown and Beasley? They were small receivers. It is now 6 years since they brought those two in, though.
Yeah.
So I can go that far back if you want. But since then, Bean also talked about this year at, I think this was also at the Combine, he did like 45 minutes with Pat McAfee, and he kind of admitted to, you know, I don't know if we're more built for Buffalo now than we were when I first got here and the first team that I built. And he talked about that like they've corrected something. And sure, there is merit to doing that. Your run game is going to be better, and the sport has changed that way. I hope that that's why they did it, not because it's windy once a year. A lot more than once a year, but you know what I mean.
It's soon to be less windy.
It's going to be less, right, that's right. They're building a stadium, it'll be less windy.
The future of these games is less windy.
Right. So he kind of gave voice to, yeah, more physical, bigger, you know, we're the Buffalo Bills. We should be a little bit more like that. And his actions do kind of represent that.
Mm-hmm.
Because since they signed Beasley and Brown, and even Diggs to a lesser extent, because Diggs was a fine blocker and was a little bit bigger than those two, they don't bring in those guys.
They do, but they do for like the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th receiver spots at training camp, like your Andy Isabella,
sure,
KJ right. Hamler.
Right, not guys that you would ever anticipate playing yeah. meaningful snaps.
No.
More than a couple snaps a game.
And if they draft a guy, whatever, McDermott says horizontal and vertical speed, and Bean did it some point this year in the offseason too, talking about like track stars and...
Yeah.
I mean...
And some offenses, by the way, are designed that way. Like, I mentioned this last week, and the Rams just re-signed him. But the Rams and Tutu Atwell is always an interesting dynamic to me.
Because he's so different from what they do.
Because, right, McVay needs his receivers to be physical and to block and to be bigger. And that's just incorporated into their offense. And Tutu Atwell, they spent a second-round pick on. He is 5'9", 165 pounds. He is like the smallest player in the league. So when they drafted him, I think there was confusion. Like, that does not fit what the Rams do. But sure enough, he never really played for them. But yet they signed him back, and they gave him $10 million.
And McVay said they've got to get him involved.
Right, so they maybe are telling you, we are going to change a little bit. Like, here's a guy that doesn't really fit what we do, but... We want to work ways to get him involved in the game. And the Bills don't have a guy on their roster that I would think about that for. Like, you kind of got to change what you do a little bit. You got to have a certain package to fit that level of speed. The Bills don't have a player on their roster like that. If they were to get one, even if it was in round four, I think it'd be interesting to how they would use him. How often would he play? If they draft one of these seven receivers that they've had in on visits that's going to be a day three pick, they draft one of them in the fourth round, and he runs a 4.35, but he's not the biggest guy in the world. How do we think he's going to get used in year one? Or even beyond that? Is he going to be on the field a lot? Is he going to be an all-down player?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
to... Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This was even a thing with Isaiah McKenzie a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
McKenzie had a couple years where he'd do some nice things.
Really nice things.
And he'd be inactive sometimes.
Yeah. And then they...
Or he just would play like 8 snaps.
And then there was a year they decided, let's look for more from him.
They did do
and
that.
And it did not work.
Right. They did have a year where they threw him out there. Yeah.
What was your receiver thought? You said going to the break, you're starting to lean more that way? I want
to
say...
It's less to do about the receiver itself, though, and more about the other positions. I feel like I got a reason why they might not do all these other defensive positions. Sal giving voice to that a little bit with cornerback, why like he doesn't think that that'll be the pick at 30.
He sounds really confident they're not going corner with their first pick.
So there's corner. There's maybe it won't be corner. And defensive end. Well, they did invest in it. They brought in Joey Bosa. They don't have to do defensive end in the first round when Michael Hoyt comes back and you've already got Rousseau and Epinesa. Like you've got numbers there. Defensive tackle is the one where like that's the one Sal kind of implies like he thinks like that's the need. And the caller from last segment brings up the guy from Michigan, Kenneth Grant. The thing about defensive tackle though is it is a one technique defensive tackle. It is not just opposite of what they do at that position under Sean McDermott. It is opposite of their philosophy on defense in totally for what they do on defense. Their whole thing defensively has been, we are going to stop the pass. We are going to try to stop the pass. And for all the complaints that fans have had about their run defense in these 7 years, and there have been games, Jonathan Taylor, and there was an Eagles
Derrick
game in
Henry.
There. Derrick Henry, sure. There have been
games.
There was
a Saints game in there.
Where they could not stop the run. There have been seasons where they could not stop the run. And the Bills' actions have basically said, yeah, we don't really care about it. We're fine. We want to stop the pass. Taron Johnson's talked that way. And last year...
Taron Johnson flat out said, we want teams to run.
Right.
We want to invite the run. That's what they do.
Right. So they're going to do what now? They're going to go draft a 330-pound defensive tackle because he's good at stopping the run on a rush defense that, by the way, by DVOA was 10th last year. They weren't even bad. So I'm going to fix my not bad run game when they don't care about stopping the run game with my first pick? That makes sense to everybody?
I mean,
it's a need, and they don't have a guy, but it does not line up with how they treat that role and that value.
Well, if we're doing how they have treated value, do they value receiver enough to take one in the first round when they feel like they don't need one? Probably not.
Right, which is why I feel like I kind of have an argument now against every position.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. Safety, there's an argument against it. Corner was the one I didn't really have a great argument against it, but Sal made a good case, and we have had guests on that have said there might not be a corner that's worth the 30th pick when you get up to bat. It might be a trade down because, yeah, like the next guy is like 15 spots lower than where you pick.
803-0550. As you make the case against every position, what you're really pointing to is they don't need 10 picks. They don't need all these picks. Trading down is not something they should really be thinking about too much.
Yeah.
Trading up should be in the cards. I'm ready to start banging the table for whatever. Not exactly like I want them to trade up no matter what, but I'm starting to launch an offensive against team never trade up. Team never trade up. Because it's just such a blanket statement. It's such an easy thing to say. You sound really responsible. But,
yeah,
whatever. The Bills didn't trade up for Diggs, but one time they traded their first-round pick for an established player, and how'd it go? It's their best first-round pick in the last 10 years other than Allen. The best one.
Mm-hmm.
Just trading for the established player. So
I'd almost like to do an exercise too on how they acquired these picks. Like, how many of these picks are because they trade down in previous drafts? Because if there are any like that, you could just take the whole series of moves and say, well, they didn't really trade up. They traded down to trade back up, so it almost cancels each other out. You just move the pick a year. You know what I mean? Kind of like what they did with Worthy last year.
Right.
Where they didn't really, they did trade down.
But they pick slid.
They traded down. So that they could trade up in another spot.
Right.
So, but not all of those would be this case, right? They got the second for Diggs. They got, there's compensatory picks in there. So they wouldn't all be because they just moved down in previous drafts.
803-0550. Trey White's back. If you want to give us a thought on that, you can. We're happy to have you. Sabres season comes to an end. They win last night, beating the Flyers at home, and we expect locker cleanout today and tomorrow with the assorted Sabres brass meeting with the media tomorrow. Lindy Ruff wins his 900th career game, and his answer to that was, means I've been coaching for a long time. Not much else. So anyway, we'll get some more calls in, and I've got a thought on, you know, how the Bills should approach the offseason to get you to the top of the hour based on something Chris Trapasso said about the Rams yesterday. So lots to get to. Paul Hamilton, 8:30. Happy Friday. It's going to be warm today. Warm and windy on WGR.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.